This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell. In this segment of the program, Dr. Stockwell is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor. Matter of fact, he's one of only 27 board-certified NUCA doctors, chiropractors in the world. So you'll appreciate this, Jack. As you know, we're dealing a lot, you as a NUCA person, the upper cervical area. And I don't mind you talking about what you saw in my pictures. Mm-hmm. You've seen MRIs, you've seen x-rays that you've taken, so it becomes a good lesson for people. I was with another chiropractor who specializes in feet. I didn't realize there's so many specialists now in the world of chiropractic, and he understood, this guy has been a chiropractor for a long time. I met him actually yesterday here in Los Angeles because I'm, as you know, having trouble with my feet. And it's not life threatening, but I like my body to be tuned up, and I spend my time here in California working on a lot of the things that I want to make sure are functioning well. Mm-hmm. And so he examined my foot, the connection, because I fell into a chuck hole about 10 or 12 years ago on the farm taking down a building. And I didn't break my ankle, but I thought I had, and I got an x-ray, and it was just all the tendons and muscles and stuff were sprained. You looked at it, examined it a number of times with me. So all I did was put an ACE bandage around it, and then I went back to work. Well, over the long haul, the muscles and the tendons and whatever else is in there have gotten loose, and it's sort of my ankle is much fatter and it's much weaker. So he was pointing that out to me yesterday as he examined my legs and my ankles, my feet, my toes. He actually measured the strength in my toes.
Wow.
And so it was really a good experience, and he's got me thinking about some things that are important. We all need to, maybe the message here that I'm passing along is that we all need to be aware, if you really want to live a good, happy, healthy life, you need to know what's going on in your body. I say that all the time. And I really mean it, and I hope that I live it and practice it and demonstrate that that's what you got to do. And people say, well, it's so expensive. Well, really, I mean, when you, insurance is important, no question about it. And I've become convinced in terms of Medicare that you need A, B, and D. I've had D. And so I'm just sort of, because I don't have any medications. And so, why bother? But, you know, people say to me, well, down the line, 10 years from now, or maybe 20 years from now, who knows what you're going to need. And so they've convinced me to go get this D, Part D. And those bastards at the, and that's all I can say. I mean, that maybe people say, oh, what did he just say? The government is really not your friend. And I mean, this is another example of it. So you go on Medicare when you're 65, mostly 66, somewhere in there. And you choose what you want. You know, I chose A and B, and then I got a supplement. But I didn't have D because I was not prescription then, and I'm not now. But if you want to get on it, after the fact, they will charge you. They'll backhaul you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
For all that you didn't pay over, in my case, it's, what, 7, 8 years? And I didn't pay into the system. But it didn't cost them anything. So I think to myself, how dare you go back? They're going to take $35 a month out of my Social Security to pay for what I didn't pay for 7 years ago.
Wow.
And the $35 continues for the rest of my life. It isn't about paying it off. It's a penalty that you pay. So I give this to people as a warning, I guess, much as anything else. Nobody explained that to me. When I signed up, I suppose I'm not going to need prescriptions, so I just thought, the hell with it, it's a waste of $15 a month. Well, here it is. I'm going to still have to pay $15 a month going forward, and I can't sign up until the fall because they have that stupid open enrollment, which no one can explain to anyone.
Yes.
Why they have an open enrollment. What is the, well, why? It's good for the government to have the new policy start the first of the month. They don't give a damn about the people in the country. They said, oh, no, you can't sign up until October. Why? Who made that rule? Well, it's the law. Okay, so where'd the law come from? Well, we don't know. It was just part of, you know, they give you that bunkum.
Most of the stuff called law is just really policies and administrative decisions by unelected officials.
Right.
Who are still paid by your tax dollars.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm 69, and so I've had this for about 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But I got A, B, D, and F right from the very beginning.
I didn't know what F is.
F covers everything else the A, B, and D doesn't cover.
Really?
So it's expensive.
How much does it cost a month?
Oh, boy. I think I'm paying about $270 a month.
I'm paying $180 for A and B, and I pay another $125 for the supplement. And so the D, they say, is going to cost me $15 or $25 a month. So I got to look into F as well. It depends on how much you get. It hurts.
Well,
if you get less Social Security. I'm fortunate enough to.
There's also a G designation, and apparently, I've been told this by some people, some salespeople, because I take care of a mess of people every day. A lot of them are into insurance sales, and they tell me that G doesn't cost as much as F, but G does the same thing that F does, and I've got other people saying they're getting rid of F, but because you're grandfathered in, stay with it, don't worry about it. And the reason I do this is because I've had some patients, 10, 15 years older than I am, that suddenly have a serious, serious catastrophic event.
Yeah,
and if they had A, B, D, and F, they could come out of the hospital 2 or 3 weeks in the hospital coming out owing 50 cents.
Really?
So I thought, I'm in pretty good health. I feel pretty good.
Right.
But I still have all that coverage anyway.
And I'm in better health than you are, so look at this.
Well,
and
you're older. You've got more experience.
Thank you. That's a good way of looking at it. Thank you. Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, practicing Nooka Chiropractic. He's a GAPS practitioner. He has fabulous ideas. We're going to get into some of the things, how you can benefit from connecting to him, including our supplement of the week. That discussion coming up after I help you get a good night's rest using MyPillow and the website MyPillow.com. I have intervened in a lot of people's lives in many ways, and over the years, a lot of the commercial material people have said to me, it says something. When someone will take the time to actually acknowledge a commercial that has helped them, we have a lot of philosophical conversations on the various programs that I do. But it comes to doing, thinking about the commercials and stuff and the people that actually pay for this broadcast to get on the air. And not a lot of people, they listen to the message, and if it's something that hits them at the moment, then they'll do something about it. And my job is to get you to take action, to listen to the stories or to hear the efficacy of a product like MyPillow, which is guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow. All of the products at MyPillow.com, whether it's the pillows, whether it's the mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, you name it, everything there is aimed at getting you a better night's rest. So all of the things that are new, they got the towels now that are pretty new. They're all soft and absorbent, luxurious, color choices. It's just a very nicely done. The whole thing has the touch of people who care. So, as you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, the inventor and CEO, Mike Lindell, says, okay, let's give back to the listeners at the DJV program and related assemblages, as is the Good Day Health program. So, go to MyPillow.com. All the products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special tab. Get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. Buy one, get one free on some of them. You'll have a fabulous time. Get all the products that you need, and they can be financed if you want. Enter the promo code DJV for the great specials. DJV at MyPillow.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take lethal delivery from dealer stock by 3-2-2020. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Continuing on now, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Now, this week's Good Day Health. Dr. Jack has been with me for a long time, helping a lot of people understand what your choices are, because that's really why Jack and Ken are here. It's all about you and your choices. What choices do you have? How do you take what you know or what you want to know and use it to better your status in life, your health, your well-being? And one of the ways that Jack does in his clinic, he offers people online at ForbiddenDoctor.com to take the 30-minute, it takes about 30 minutes, right, for the symptom survey?
Sure.
Isn't that, it takes about that much time. And then when you submitted it at ForbiddenDoctor.com, one of your people will call back to review the nutritionist you have on staff there. You got three or four of them that really are sharp. You can, at no charge to you, get the information. The protocol suggestions free. Jack's trying to help you out a little bit there.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a suggestion? So did I miss something or did I explain?
No,
it
no.
Well?
And even if you don't go any further, everything you've had up to that point is free. We'll tell you what we think you need to do, nutrition wise,
right,
to address the problems that you're reporting.
Well, and nutrition comes from one of the things that I like best about you. There are a lot of chiropractors now, and mostly just professionals who are giving the world standard process products. You're one of the largest distributors in the country because you have a lot of people that come to you not only to see you in person at the clinic, but also online at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So they get the essence of the need for these things. And when I say need, if you're looking to supplement your eating habits, you need to do it with food. That makes the most sense. And all the products that come from standard process, which Jack has in his office, are all food-based.
Mm-hmm.
No synthetics, none of that stuff. They got their own gardens, their own farms, hundreds of acres of food they grow every year,
yes,
to put into products like Beta Food, which is our supplement of the week. Beta Food, what's that all about?
Well, it's one of our absolute best sellers, and it's for gallbladder pain. Beta Food is just essentially concentrates of beet leaves and beet roots that we know thin the bile. They not only thin the bile, they produce the possibilities of higher nitrogen oxide so that there's a lower blood pressure that results from it. But the important thing is it thins the bile. Most of our common diets today cause the bile to be too thick and too sluggish. It builds gallstones, causes burping, causes sluggishness after meals. Beta Food is an absolute miracle. It's very inexpensive. Just BETA Food at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can get a 15% off your purchase with immediate sign-in. No registration is required anymore.
Doug. Use Doug, and save
yes.
more money.
Yes.
Beta Food, though. Every week we focus on one of the supplements that's in the catalog. There are page after page after page of things from standard process. But Beta Food's good. Check it out. ForbiddenDoctor.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us. We're focusing on your health and well-being. Obviously, one of the ways that Jack does it is to go to his website and check out the podcast that he and his wife Mary do. And one of the questions on everybody's mind is the coronavirus. And I know your most recent podcast, number 190, is all about that. I'm getting kind of worn out on this because the news media has so instilled fear. And there's no reason for any fear whatsoever outside of China. It just is. There isn't. But if you want to take, precautions, the precautions for the coronavirus are the same as cautions for pretty much anything else. Certainly any other kind of flu. Right?
Yes.
Am I right
or
not?
Flu. Most flus are a coronavirus. Most common cold. The common cold is a coronavirus. Corona just means crown. And when you look at this virus under an electron microscope, it's got these pointy things sticking out of the surface of the virus that look like a crown. So they refer to that whole family as a coronavirus. This particular one that showed up here out of Wuhan, China, has some rather suspicious aspects to it. And so that's what's causing
a lot.
Well, less than a half an hour away. Less than half an hour away is the only level 4 biolab in all of China. And level 4 biolabs are where they really research serious, serious human pathogens. The kind of
stuff that they
make movies about.
But they want to create. It's not, the Chinese are not to be trusted. The government of China, not the people. The government of China is not to be trusted. They're fiddling around with all these things, and they don't really have the smarts, apparently, to control them, or the wherewithal to control them. And the president of China has spent the last month telling everybody how he's going to save the day. Yes. Sounds like some guy in Los Angeles running for mayor. I took care of the homeless problem. Really? Well, no, you didn't. And the president didn't create the problem. He may have caused it by his inactivity and, rustling up all of the doctors and putting them in jail. The guy who runs the hospital now is dead. Over there where they're doing all the treating. So,
well, they said it started there at the fish market, but what research has shown now is that what came out of that fish market went into it first to begin with. It didn't start there. And there are aspects of the interior design of the coronavirus, this particular one, that have elements of the HIV virus. That's a report coming out of researchers in India that have started looking at this.
Well,
and they said, listen, this takes hundreds of thousands of years for these kinds of mutations to take place. It can't happen in a couple of weeks.
All right, so it's not something you can create in a lab. However, if somebody was working on it, maybe even to find a cure for it in some way, shape, or form, the Chinese aren't known for their research into curing anything. They're happy to make all the pills and drugs that we can send over there.
Oh, a lot of them.
And steal them if they can to make them on their own. But in terms of this thing, what I heard, and this seems most palpable to me, is that the coronavirus is fecally, on the surface, it is carried in a fecal sense. But what you're saying, the animals, the rodents that got into this facility because it wasn't well protected, so the rodents get in there, they start chewing away on stuff that has this virus attached to it, they get out in the outside world, they drop their poop in the, you know, who knows where, in the ducts of buildings, air conditioning systems, you know, any place. And from there, it just spreads, because it spreads like wildfire if in a distance, too, I think. You don't have to be up close to it to get it. So, anyway,
well,
these
things jump from animals to humans, and I think they figured out how this went, but it's still a bunch of conjecture.
You got to have a strong immune system, that's for sure. We'll talk a little more about that as one of Jack's favorite topics. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack, here with Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump weighing in on the Democratic presidential race as he continues a tour of India. Speaking to reporters just before a visit to the Taj Mahal, Trump was asked about the Democratic frontrunner who notched another win on Saturday in the Nevada caucuses. Trump saying about Bernie Sanders, quote, "I actually think he would be tougher than most of the other candidates as he is a lot like me, but I have a much bigger base." In a 60 Minutes interview on CBS last night, Sanders himself was talking about going up against Trump.
Anyone who tells you that Donald Trump is not going to be a tough opponent is kidding themselves.
Fans will be packing the Staples Center later today to say a final farewell to L.A. Lakers legend Kobe Bryant at a public memorial service. He was killed in a helicopter crash last month. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been.
full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Back again with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. There's one thing that has been left out of the descriptions or of the warnings when it comes to coronavirus, and maybe this applies again to other viruses and other flus. Why don't you tell us the way?
Well, as you know, Mary and I were down in Monterey, California this last weekend for some business.
Yes. Yeah.
And of course, that's where in the airports we see people walking around with masks.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you always been told? If you're around somebody who's coughing and sneezing, you want to be careful not to, you know, breathe in what they're doing if they're sick. Right. But there's also something else you're told. Where are you not to touch with your hands?
And
you don't touch your face.
Touch
your face. Why? Because the virus can get onto the conjunctiva, the surface of the eye. And so they're talking about this virus being spread by people coughing and sneezing. But the stuff they're coughing and sneezing just doesn't get, you know, breathing in through your lungs. These viral elements end up on the eye, and it's so easy for a virus to get into the body through the eye membranes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I just kind of scratch my head every time they say, well, wash your hands and, you know, stay home and be careful if you're around sick people like this, or you may need to be quarantined. But they never talk about the fact that if you're going to be wearing a mask, you got to cover up your eyes, too,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of viruses is spread by coughing and sneezing and the viral element ending up on the surface of your eyes.
It's really almost like common sense. And people who are running around with these, you know, they're looking for all of these bacteria killers that you put on your hands. That's not the way to do it, because you need some of those bacteria.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
The friendly
soap
stuff.
And water. What happened? You know, the same soap that your mother used to wash out your mouth when you were a kid, that's what you used to wash your hands. Help yourself to that.
Well, we get into this quite a bit in Podcast 190, Coronavirus. You know, it's what to do before, during, and after an upper respiratory infection, and it refers to other podcasts as well. But Podcast 190.
All right, so the other cap here, the last sort of view into the coronavirus has to do with those people who are taking cruises, passengers that have been on some of them. Some of them are infected, and they've been flown back. One ship was in Japan. Some of the people have been flown back, and one person tested positive after, I think, she got off the ship and got back home again. So that's a little unsettling, but for the most part, these cruise ships in general, I don't know what you recommend. People come into your office and they talk about, hey, I'm going to take a cruise down off the coast of Mexico, or I'm going to the Caribbean. Wow, isn't that great? Now, these damn ships, the bigger they make them, the more serious the problem is. Kind of like
well,
when the
is.
Legionnaires disease developed.
All the old Legionnaires. Back in the 1970s. Well, we always have a standard recommendation. Number one, you always take Zypan with you.
A very powerful
digestive enzyme, because no matter where you're eating on a cruise ship or the vacation sites, wherever you go to, there are so many other people involved who are carrying all kinds of bugs and pathogens that you're not familiar with. You want to make sure it doesn't get into the gut, especially if you go south of the Rio Grande River. You're always going to take Zypan afterwards. And then the Immuplex. If you're going to travel, if you're going to be on the plane with people, especially at this time when the coronavirus can be spread by people who aren't even symptomatic, just a little bit extra protection, buffer up that immune response. And all of it is a standard process. I mean, at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
The old song, buffer up your overcoat. In the way that maybe that's...
There you go.
Right. Okay. A question that came to me about the continuing number... As a matter of fact, reading the New York Times on my way back the other night on the plane, you were on the plane the same time I was on the plane. Apparently, there are a lot of pelvic exams that are being given to women. Do you know anything about that? Women, they don't think they want them, or they don't think they need them. But a lot of medical schools and students seem to be grappling with this practice of performing pelvic exams on women, whether they need them or not, because the insurance companies pay for them. Is there a hazard? Is there a problem when a pelvic exam is conducted?
Well, like any other kind of exam, you know, a bone density exam or any of these kind of blood work, there's always the possibility that one little thing here or there might be outside of the what's called the normal range. And then fear begins to show up. And then following the fear, there's always the answer, which is more treatment, more inspections, more tests, more reviews, and drugs. And that's the thing that I, you know, when my patients ask me questions about that, are you having symptoms? You know, are there lumps? Are there bumps? Is there bleeding? Is there pain? You know, either during your normal procedures of the day, is there pain with sex? Then maybe there's something that needs to be taken care of. But short of that, just to go in for standard reviews and tests, I think you're taking your life in your hands.
Well, you say that about when I talk to you about some of the blood work that's done that I have done every year, no matter what. You think sometimes there are tests that are given that are unnecessary, whether they are dangerous or not. You're saying pelvic exams, it sounds like you're saying, anyway, if I hear you correctly, are dangerous if they aren't needed. Are there other tests that you suggest to people if they ask you about them that ought not to be just done willy-nilly?
Well, bone density tests that are almost always offered, especially to seniors. And all they're doing in a bone density test is looking at how dense the bone is. And the density of bone is not what gives it its strength. It's the protein content of a bone that gives it its strength. And those density tests, those ultrasonic tests that they're using, will not reveal that information. Only an X-ray can show protein strength inside of a bone. And so that's why, and then anytime, and then your scores are usually compared to people who are much younger and much more active than you are, who obviously are going to have denser bone, stronger bone. And when your numbers are a little bit beyond what's considered normal, all right, here's another person we can sign up to the club. Let's get them on bone density drugs. And the hazard warnings that exist and have for over a decade now of how dangerous those drugs are, heart problems, gut problems, and they lead to fractures. So, you know, it's still, I tell my patients, it's still you. It's your body. I mean, nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You're treating me like a consultant. The MD or the osteopath that you've talked to is a consultant. They're not the boss of you. They're not the controller of your body. It still comes down to common sense in your own review. And if you're investing in money, investing in land, investing in something, you have a few consultants you talk to make sure you're making a sound decision. The same thing with your body. We call it a second opinion or a third opinion. But always be careful. These people are not in charge. They're just giving you their opinion, and that opinion usually results in blood or drug prescriptions.
Yep. All right. Well, there you go. Straight from the doctor's mouth, if you will. Healthy living is our focus here. Dr. Jack Stockwell from St. Louis Clinic here on Good Day Health. Here's a question about those of you who have gotten credit card debt up to your Mickey. The amount of credit card debt we have in our country now is about $1 trillion. That's a number, right? It's an even number. How much of it is yours? There are the increases went up $39 billion this past year. Actually, it was over Christmas. So if you're one of those people that overspent, overused your credit card, you have no way of paying it down, at least not quickly, so you're going to be paying interest like for the rest of your life. Horror show can be closed, curbed, if you will, by calling 800-560-6760. That's the number for the credit card debt hotline. Call them now. Learn how to reduce your payments. Get the free consultation. 800-560-6760. If you are in a heck of a hole and you're one of the people who's a statistic, don't become a negative statistic. Figure it out. Call the credit card debt hotline today for advice on what to do to reduce your payments. 800-560-6760.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey, have you seen the new cyber threat warning about the conversation
hijacking? Totally. Cyber criminals are using email account takeover and brand impersonation to insert themselves into email conversations and steal money from businesses.
Right. That's why I tell my clients about
Barracuda. Same here. They use artificial intelligence to detect and block sophisticated attacks, including account takeover and brand impersonation.
Man, I guess you did see it.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, kind of the health insider, focusing on your healthy living. He's not in charge of your health, as he just said. What he's in charge of is trying to get you to think about some of the things that you may not be thinking about. That's why all of these things, you know, I talk about lack of sleep and how it's connected to all sorts of problems, mental health, college students, et cetera, et cetera. You said to me something a minute ago. You wanted to talk a little bit more about beta, was it beta food? What did you tell me you wanted to talk, or not, or the virus and how I've forgotten what you told me.
Yeah, we talked about how it transmits other than just coughing and sneezing.
All right, okay, so we're done with that. Yeah. We're not done. I mean, who knows whether we're done with it or not. We'll wait and see. All kinds of vaccines being developed. I thought you'd like to talk about the what they call a CAR-T cancer therapy. We've been talking about how so much research is being done at the behest of trying to get rid of or curb cancer's growth because it's become, let's face it, a big, the heavier you are, the fatter you are, the more likely you are, the fat cells make it easier for cancer to come in and thrive, right? If you're heavy, overweight, but not everybody who gets cancer gets it because they're overweight or they're fat.
No.
There are some people who have it in their DNA, literally.
Well, as you've said many times on the show in the past over the years we've been doing this, the major problem with cancer is simply a sluggish response on the part of your immune system.
Right. That's it.
The experts tell us, even if you can live, 80, 85 years before you pass over and never had diagnosed cancer in that period of time, you still had cancer cells in your body trying to take root somewhere in some tissue, in some organ, and your immune system, being the robust attacker it is with its NK cells, what are called natural killer cells, mm-hmm. number one target is cancer cells, did the job, and you didn't even know it. You had cancer growing, your body got rid of it. What happens to those where the body is not doing it? Interestingly enough, they can take blood samples of these people, look at the natural killer cell underneath, a microscope in a live study, and the natural killer cell, even in the presence of some kind of a microbe, is just sitting there like it's gone AWOL or like mm-hmm. it's asleep. And there's environmental factors. And I think in my experience, and I'm not a cancer doctor, but I've got a lot of patients with cancer that we, take care of for other things.
Right.
The number one problem is dietary problems. Things that we're eating we probably shouldn't be eating and things that we should be
having
in our
diet. Well, that's the case
with not there. Exactly.
Is it? I mean, that's the case
exactly.
with men. I mean, think about all of the, things that we are eating and putting into our body, things that we like. You know, you and I make no small focus on my like of ice cream and cake and stuff. I'm certainly
sugar.
Cutting back on that. But
sugar literally stunts the immune system.
Yeah.
There's a phagocytic test, something called the phagocytic, where they look at the phagocytes and see what they're doing in the presence of
What's
sugar in your blood.
What's
a phagocyte? The phag means to eat. And the site is a cell, a phagocyte. Macrophage, right. Or big eaters. They're the ones going through the bloodstream, eating up all the bad things that shouldn't be there. Cellular debris, bacteria, dead cells, whatever else. And the thing about the cancer therapy that's going on now, immunotherapy is where it's kind of at, is to spark some response back into the immune system when completely missing the reason why it's so sluggish and so sleepy and getting its job done. Another reason why we created the symptom survey, because often in the results that we get when people will submit a symptom survey, which is free, by the way, at ForbiddenDoctor.com, we can see where there's little tiny connections between different parts of the body that can lead to this susceptibility. Not in the sense of diagnosis, but in the sense if you take care of this, it'll take care of that.
Be aware, I guess, so learning you're in charge, so the best thing to do, best defense is a good offense, and learning about stuff through things like Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, taking advantage of all the help he's got there. Help yourself, as Jack said, no charge to you. Even the suggested protocols come back without cost. Podcast 190 about the coronavirus. Check it all out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. This is Good Day Health.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help?
Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's good for you and what's bad for you? Always the focus in some way, shape, or form. We have our doctors on the air. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to focus on your cholesterol in a matter of moments here, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, who have asked you to be responsible with your weight, because there are lots of overweight people, and a lot of people are frustrated because they try this, the keto diet, they try the... How many different diets are there, Jack? Can you name a half a dozen of them or more?
189.6.
There you go. Okay, so they're all around, and Calitrin is the way to promote weight loss. I'll tell you a little bit more about the deal that they have for DJV listeners after we get into the situation with cholesterol. You've always said to me that your cholesterol number is meaningless.
Yes.
So let's dig into that a little bit, because there are people who are concerned about whether their bad cholesterol is too high, good cholesterol is too low. That's me, basically. I have always had low good cholesterol and high, but I still don't have over 200, no matter what the combo. But anyway, there are a lot of people who, like you, who challenge those numbers and challenge the whole idea of good and bad cholesterol. So what's this new study
indicating? Well, simply because the research that continues to come forward for the last two decades are saying it's just a bunch of hubbub over nothing. You need cholesterol. Every cell in your body needs cholesterol. All of the little membranes inside of every cell in your body is made out of cholesterol. So this new study out of Penn State is saying that lower LDL, that the medications that are used to lower LDL cholesterol, which they consider to be the bad, because LDL is what carries cholesterol out of the liver into the body. The HDL that they consider to be good is what's bringing cholesterol from the body back to the liver. It's like saying that the ambulance that goes out to take care of somebody in a car accident is the bad ambulance, and the ambulance that brings the person to the hospital is the good ambulance, which is really, really silly. More and more research continues to show up, showing how vital cholesterol is to the human body. The problem has
the question
been
is about
sugar.
People understanding good and bad, what the difference is. What does the L stand for? L lipid
low.
Something or other?
Low density, yeah, low density lipoprotein, okay. And then the high density is the HDL.
Yeah.
And it's just the fat that is converted inside the system. Fat is constantly in the bloodstream. It has to be there. Your body uses cholesterol for a lot of different reasons, but whenever the blood vessels, especially the arteries, are irritated, inflamed, whatever, for whatever reason, the body will send cholesterol out as a Band-Aid. Now, the problem is when it gets out of control, and the body will use calcium, it'll use cholesterol, it'll use some other compounds to try to heal blood vessel linings that are currently inflamed or chronically inflamed. So the problem is to find out why blood vessels are being inflamed rather than trying to stop the band-aiding system the body uses to repair the blood vessel.
There's always the question about numbers. You know, you know what my numbers are. I'm about 150 on the bad cholesterol, and I should be supposedly, according to some, about 110 or 120, and I ought to be 50 to 60 with the good stuff, and I'm only 35 to 45, and so that may put me at a disadvantage, so say some. What I don't understand is the lower levels push one's risk of having a stroke.
Yes.
Well, that's what
came out of the Penn State University, is because your body uses the cholesterol to heal damaged blood vessels. Huh. And if you're pushing the LDL lower and lower and lower, they found out that if you get it too low, it increases your risk of a hemorrhaging stroke by 65%.
So when people get a physical and they have blood work, when they look at the, what do you tell them? What, somebody comes to your clinic in Salt Lake City and they say, "Oh, look at my blood, look at my cholesterol levels." What do you say? You know, what do you tell them?
Well, we look at several other things. That's just one thing. You know, if you're fielding a team of nine men in a baseball team, and one of them is a little weak and the other eight of them are doing really well, you try to explain how these things are going to balance out and what we want to do to take care of that weakness. They may have several other things in their blood report that are just wonderful and shows everything's fine. They feel great. They've got plenty of rest. They have plenty of energy. They have no professed symptoms of any kind. But because they didn't fall into a particular pattern of number balances with their fats, they get all panicky because someone's trying to push drugs on them.
So that means Jack's saying don't get all panicky. That's basically the bottom line.
It's just calitrin, one piece of the picture. I'm sorry.
The way to lose, well, sometimes you've got too much weight on, it'll affect your numbers to the negative, that's for sure. Calitrin has a great website, calitrin.com. Go to the homepage and look at all of the success stories. 86% success rate. Take Calitrin, very simple process. Lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com or calitrin.com. Use the DJV code. Get $20 off every bottle. That's the President's Day special. $20 off at Calitrin.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.